Welcome to chapter 2. Wait a minute, we're at the end of the semester. What are we doing with chapter 2 at the end of the semester? Well, I disagree strongly with the placement of buying and selling securities as the second chapter in an introduction to investments class, especially with all the detail that the authors go into in their second chapter, which is why we put it at the end of the semester. It doesn't make sense to teach you to buy and sell things that you don't even know what they are. So we're going to focus on margin accounts and selling short, buying on margin and selling short. But before we do that, let's take a quick look at brokerage accounts, because you got to deal with brokers if you're going to buy individual stocks. You don't actually have to, but oh boy, is it difficult. No, you want to choose a reputable broker. So let's take a look at the different types of brokerage accounts and how much you're going to have to spend for their services. There are three major groups, although the discount, the middle group, is sort of getting squeezed out. There are the full service brokers such as Merrill Lynch and Morgan Stupid. I'm sorry, Merrill Lynch and Morgan Stanley. And UBS they provide investment recommendations, and you're usually assigned an account executive, wealth manager, and the like. The discount brokers, they're still around. A.G. Edwards and who's the other one? I'm sorry, I'm blanking all of a sudden. Edward Jones, and they're often called mom and pop shops, and they have seemed to have gone now more the way of the full service brokers, because they realize they have to have far more value added. They have to be able to help their clients a whole lot more than the deep discount brokers, which, you know, don't even want to talk to you. And Schwab is sort of kept one foot in the discount world, but they've sort of joined the deep discount brokers. And what they've done is emphasize technology to reduce brokerage costs dramatically. And so you very rarely actually talk to a broker. And if you do, they're going to charge you a lot more than if you just do it online, which is what they want you to do. But they have these systems now. The very popular one is the TD Ameritrade, Thinkorswim it's called. And Schwab is buying TD Ameritrade, so they're getting it. What can you expect from each? What kind of service can you expect from each? Well, commissions have dropped dramatically. Full service brokers used to charge $70, $100 or more per trade. Discount brokers in the 1970s started at about $45 a trade, then went down to $29, $19, $13, $9 a trade. Deep discount brokers were charging $5 to $10 a trade. And now mutual fund companies have gotten into the act. Fidelity and Vanguard have their own brokerage firms. Now they're sister companies, but you're dealing with Fidelity, you're dealing with Vanguard. And they offer free commissions on their own funds. A few companies have experimented with $0 commissions, and the most famous being Robinhood. Previously, the one failed and the other one wound up charging $5 a trade. But Robinhood has become very famous, now infamous, and so now other brokerage firms have followed suit. They are charging $0 a trade. Wait a minute. How can a brokerage firm make any money with a $5 or certainly a $0 commission? Do you remember Chapter 5? Scott Trade Incorporated receives remuneration for directing orders to particular broker dealers or market centers for execution. Such remuneration is considered compensation to the firm and the source, and amount of any compensation received by the firm in connection with your transaction will be disclosed upon request. This is all Greek to me. I don't know what they're saying, and it's all in uppercase, so I don't read it. You see, they don't want you to read it. They don't want you to understand what's going on. It's called order flow, and that's how Robinhood and the others are making their money now. They're getting a kickback from the dealers, from the market makers. So now you're not paying a commission, but you're paying more than the best price in your when you buy, and you're getting less than the best price when you sell, because you know they got to stay in business somehow, right? There are alternative methods of paying your broker. As the competition for your business has gotten fiercer, the methods of charging investors for investment services have gotten more, shall we say, creative. Merrill Lynch experimented with charging a flat $3,000 a year for unlimited trades, but they don't have that program anymore. There are many other methods, but the new modern day agogo way to soak customers, charge for brokerage services is called wealth management. Wealth management accounts, sometimes called a wrap account, a financial advisor account, investment advisor account, registered financial advisor. Instead of charging per transaction, the brokerage firm tacks on a yearly 1 or even 2% wealth management fee. Do you remember the mutual fund FI shares? These types of programs are being pushed by all the major full-service brokerage firms, and there are many flavors of this program. The latest wrinkle to this method is called performance-based wealth management. Performance-based wealth management, you only pay your advisor when you make money. The advisor receives 10 or 20% of your earnings when you make money. The advisor receives nothing when you lose money or do not make anything. It's a variation of the way the hedge funds charge their shareholders. It's marketed to high net worth investors. And one of the local companies, Dunham and Associates, were one of the pioneers in this. You know, it sounds tempting because, hey, you know, if he makes money, I make money, he makes money. I like that. Well, the reality is that you have the potential to pay far, far more for your investment services using this method. Dunham has altered their fee structure, so they now charge much less when your account does not gain, instead of charging nothing. Because this one, when they rolled this out, it was before the Great Recession, before the global financial crisis. And I was one of the people in the audience, one of the brokers with our suits on. And I'm thinking, you know what? If there's a prolonged bear market, which, you know, there could be, the 2000 to 2002 was 2.5 years, basically. These people are going to be sucking air. You know? They're not going to be able to make payroll. They're not going to be able to pay the rent and the lights and and that's exactly what happened. They had to go to a system where they charge much, much less than what they charge when you do make money. But dear students, if you remember comparison we made of the A shares where you paid the upfront fee and be done with it, or the F shares where you charged 1.25%. I picked on Fisher Investments, but some of them charged more, 2%. I've seen 2%. I can't believe they charge 2% a year. That's unbelievable. But hey, it's nice work if you can get it. I remember a student who came to me, and he was from a very wealthy family, and he showed me their monthly. They gave him a statement every month. And we won't name any names, Wells Fargo advisors. And it was substantial, a $12 million portfolio. And we're at several pages. And it was not a bad portfolio. I wasn't complaining about what they were doing for these people. But at the very last page, I said, you see this charge? It was over $10,000. I said, do you see this number? He goes, yeah. I said, that's a charge. They're charging you about 10 grand. That's $120,000 a year, 1% of 12 million. To manage your money. Now, did you or your family understand this? And he goes, no. Are you going to tell him? He goes, yes. He never finished the class. I guess he decided he did not want to be the money manager for his family. But that's what you're up against. And they don't want you unless you have $500,000. The Fisher Investments and some, a few others, you see their advertisements. If you have $500,000 in your IRA, you need to call us. If you have $5,000, they don't say this, but they don't call us. Because we, you know. Whereas you know, I love people who haven't put a dime away. If I can get to them, because they need the broker's help. They're the ones who need help, right? Get them to put $50 a month away in a Roth IRA. I mean, I, you know, as a broker, you don't make a whole lot of money. In fact, you don't make hardly anything. I remember one client who every time I went, she had her kid who was adorable, but he was an atomic bomb. He was bouncing off the walls. He was about 18, 19 months. And so I had to, she goes, okay, well, let me think about this, because the kid was driving her crazy. So, okay, so I came back in a few weeks. We came back and went through the whole thing, and she goes, okay, well, then let me think about it. Let me talk to my husband. And then the third time, she finally said, well, you know, I think I should sign up right now, because, you know, it wasn't ever going to happen. And she goes, well, how much do you make? I said, well, you know, you put $50 a month away, I make $1 a month. And she said, that's it? I said, yeah. Okay. So that's why they want you to have $500,000, so they can charge you $5,000 a year as opposed to $1 a month. But you might say, you know what? I don't want a brokerage firm. I'll do the dividend reinvestment plans. Remember the DRIPs? The direct low-cost investment plans go right to the company and sign up with Coca-Cola or McDonald's or Home Depot or Exxon or Johnson & Johnson. On their website, the big companies, the blue chip companies, have usually a service. Now, they don't do it. They hire somebody to do it for them. But you bypass the brokers. You go right to the company, buy the shares, and they reinvest your dividends automatically. And it's a very cool thing. We showed you in Chapter 5 the SDG&E DRIP. And every once in a while, they charge us 3 cents or 7 cents or 8 cents. So it's very, very cheap. And there are some brokerage firms that will emphasize dividend reinvestment plans. Now, almost all brokers will do it. If you say, I want to reinvest my dividends, they say, okay, fine, we'll set it up. DRIPs are low cost, but they're not perfect. How do you like to sift through 18 different statements if you had a portfolio of 18 different companies? Some folks will charge a monthly fee to allow you to keep all your DRIPs in one place. There used to be a service through the Better Investing Group that did this for you, but they don't seem to do that anymore. And as we said, many traditional firms now offer DRIPs. So who do you want to go with, dear students? And I must admit that I don't really know that much about the competitors. Why? Because I have my account with the brokerage firm I work for. And if I were to open up a brokerage for account at a different company, I'd have to tell my boss, because that's part of the regulations, and I have to tell the brokerage firm that I'm already a broker. And my boss would say, well, we're not good enough for you. You know, not smart. Not smart. As they say nowadays, bad optics. Right. So please do, if you have any comments about your brokerage firm, that you've how you experienced it, what experience you've had, good or bad, and contact me. And maybe we used to have a discussion forum, but very few people would join in. Only a few people who had experiences and were fairly active on the discussion boards to begin with joined in, so we got rid of that. But maybe we'll start another one up if there's interest. So we'd love to hear about it. I've heard good things about that Thinkorswim system by a person who is an active trader. I warned him, and I figured he'd be gone in a month or two. But no, he did it for a long time and was actually very successful as he wanted to be. But now he's in a graduate level program that's kicking his derriere, and he doesn't have time for that. So I have to contact him. I have to keep in touch with him. But we'd love to hear your experiences about your brokerage accounts. Okay. So next up, buying on margin. It kind of sounds silly. Margarine? No, not margarine. Margin. We can borrow from our broker to enhance our gains and our losses. See you in our second presentation for Chapter 2.